Hey, and it is Avoiding People
with Don and MJ.
That's right.
I did it both for us.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for this time. All right, and we are back. Thank you for joining us again. And today we decided we're going to talk about a lot of different things.
Better than that.
What?
We've got two microphones.
Oh, that's right.
And
I forgot to mention the good
news. Huge
news. Not only two microphones, but a generous
buddy of ours. We got an engineer. We got a
goddamn engineering the show.
Engineer.
Thank you so much, Lou. You're the man, and he knows it.
He does
it. It's
know
in his
it.
Eyes. It's in his eyes. He knows. Anyway, today, yeah, it's some great hair, too. I think we're both jealous of the hair, just so you know.
All right.
That's right.
Fuck off.
That's. But starting off today, seriously, it's been a pissy day for me.
Why?
I just, oh, God, so much bullshit today. I feel like, you know, I don't want to bring it onto the podcast, but I feel like I got a vent. You know what I mean? Like,
do it.
It was just, you know, woke up, went to my fucking worst class in the world, writing and rhetoric too, which I just can't stand. All the people in that class, they're all, and the worst part today, like before we were all by ourselves and we all didn't like it, but today everyone started bonding, which was like,
that's the worst.
And I'm just sitting there on the outside watching this like snowball take off. And I was just hating it. I mean, I probably could have jumped in, but I hate everybody in the class. So like they're laughing about little things that are making me angry that these people are laughing. And then they're laughing about it, which makes me even angrier.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh my God.
It's going to keep driving it further and further.
Like, it just sucks. Sucks massive dick.
I cannot stand when teachers do that thing where they're like, it's like the beginning of class or whatever. And they're like, all right. And no one knows each other. It's the beginning of the semester.
Right.
And they go, all right, well, everyone get into groups.
Yeah.
And no one fucking knows each other.
Exactly.
Everyone's just like,
nobody moves. She's
but
like,
there's,
okay.
There's like always
groups,
two or three people that know each other. And they're like, I think you just huddle right to each other.
Right.
But then everyone else is like,
just stays in their seats. You turn like 50 degrees.
We're close.
And you go, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Hey,
we have
what's
general
your name?
Vicinity to each other.
I know,
we're
going to
be friends from now on.
Exactly.
For the goddamn semester.
Yeah. That's how it usually works.
And then there's always that one guy who doesn't have anyone near him
or shows
like that.
Up the next week after everyone has bonded already and like, you know, knows each other, and he comes in, he's like, hey, and everyone's like, whoa, they turn their backs.
Right. And then the
he's
teacher is forcing them on this friendship.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You're just like,
it's kind of like pushing your kid when he's riding the bike the first time. She's like, she just shoves him into
you
the
know,
group of
like,
kids that already
like
know how
when,
to ride their bikes.
It's like when parents are friends with each other and then they bring their kids along force the
friendship or marriage. Or something like that.
It's an Indian couple.
Hey, if it's Indian couples, that's what they do. They don't force friendship.
They force life
partnership.
But that's worse. But I don't even like the forced friendships where you're like, oh, hey, what are you doing? The kid's like a weirdo.
I mean, if
does puzzles.
But if the kid is like a type that's like you, it's kind of like, hey, thanks, mom and
that
dad. You
never
introduced
happens.
Me to a lifelong friend.
It never happens.
Well, it's never happened to me, and clearly not
and
you.
And not to me
but
either.
It could happen.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
But the chances are it's not going to.
Well,
the parents are always uninteresting, and they're always like, you know.
You know, okay, actually, I'll tell you what. It did happen to me once. My parents had friends. They bowled with these people, right? They introduce me and my brother to their son. He's roughly our age. We hung out a couple of times. It's all fun and games. One night at the bowling alley, I get lost. I don't even remember this. I probably blocked it out. My dad's telling me this in the future. He goes,
like a rape victim.
Yeah, pretty much. Almost. That's what I'm going to say. And my dad says he lost me and my brother for like half an hour. He looks around. He starts looking around for me. About 10 minutes
where
of looking.
Lose? In a bowling alley.
Yeah. We're walking around. They're bowling. They're having a fun time with their friends. They found the friend, not my brother, not me, but this kid that we'd been hanging out with, the son of, you know, their friends. They found him. They find me in a bathroom trapped in a stall. It wasn't even trapped. I'm just sitting there. It's open and everything. My dad gets one look at me and bursts out laughing because of the gentleman that he is. There was like a big glob of shit on my shoulder, which apparently this friend of mine, in quotes, had wiped on me because we were in the bathroom. He wipes the shit on me and I can't move because I'm gagging, about to throw up. And every time I try and wipe it off, I gag harder. So yeah, I guess in that sense, yeah, you are right. Introducing your kids to your friend's kids is just
always
a disaster
trouble.
As far
always
as I'm concerned.
Trouble.
Like I said, I don't remember it, and I'm really glad I don't, but I'm pretty sure it's one of those nightmare things.
You were how old?
I think I was like, I want to say seven. Seven
and
or
he
eight.
Did, now, the kid wiped shit on you?
Again, I don't remember it. My dad says he walked in and he found me in the stall with a big glob of shit on my shoulder, and that's probably where my big-ass problem with
did
shit
you ever
started.
See that kid again?
No, hell no.
Well, I don't know.
No, absolutely not. I refuse to go over there after that.
Does your dad still hang out with the dads?
No. No. As a matter of fact, I think they live in Wisconsin and we live here. Maybe the departure was spurred by the shit incident.
I would hope so.
I just think, like, when your kids are, you know, friends, and then one of them wipes shit on the other one. It's kind of like
they're always a weirdo.
Yeah,
that kid's always weird.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just not something I would ever think to do. Like, not even to an enemy. You know what I mean? It's I've thought about punching people in the face. I have never thought about wiping my shit.
The
on
only
somebody.
Time I've ever seen shit wiped on anyone was in CKY. Can't Kill Yourself. It's like a Bam Margera video thing or whatever. Point is, they do like crazy stuff, and then they do like these little skits and all this other kind of stuff. They were in like this, I don't know, some European country. The guy pisses on... No, I'm sorry. The first thing the guy does, he takes a dump, and then he wipes the shit on the guy's face as he's sleeping. And he goes, congratulations! And just globs it right on, and then just smears it.
I'm about to vomit right now, just thinking about that. Wait, and it's called Camp Kill Yourself?
That's the band name or whatever, the name of the band.
Wow,
the name of the video. Well, listen,
that's
it's
nice.
Bam Margera. What do you expect?
I don't expect anything. I don't know who that is.
Bam Margera? You don't know who Bam Margera is?
No,
I
don't.
The skateboarder?
No, I don't know who that is. What do you mean? There's a million
Tony
skateboarders
Hawk?
In the world. Of course I've played Tony Hawk.
Pro skater?
Yeah.
Bam Margera is one of those people. He's on Jackass.
I didn't really watch Jackass.
You ever watch Jackass?
No, because they do things like wipe shit on their friends' faces.
Well, they
never
stick
their hands up crocodiles' asses or some bullshit and electrify their nipples or whatever the fuck they do. That's a stupid show.
It's called
Jackass for a reason.
The first thing I've ever seen on Jackass was the guy swallowed a goldfish and then threw it up. Like, whole. And the thing was still alive.
Good for the goldfish.
It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. After, of course, you know, Two Girls, One Cup.
I think the only... don't even talk about that. I think... Well, one good thing that might have come out of Jackass, at least that I know of, was when they start fishing with the dollar on the street for, like, you know, poor people or whatever. And we pissed about it because you said it happened to you.
Listen, I was at the airport where I work, and there was a wallet that had a dollar bill on, like, showing out.
Right.
But I didn't even notice that part, but of course it had the dollar bill showing out because then, oh, hey, there's a dollar. There's probably $100
right,
in there.
That's what you were thinking.
And
right?
then, that's of course what I was thinking. Uh-huh. And then, so I went for it, and then the kids, and these are like, you know, kids in like eighth grade,
right.
13, 14 years, just pulled it, and they were
out of
the reach. They just burst. Ah,
it's funny. It's
funny. Not funny.
It's a stakeout.
It was,
you sit there with your friends, and you just go fishing,
but
essentially.
Thing,
and somebody reaches down, and you pull it away.
I wasn't going there to take the money or whatever.
Don't even try to explain yourself with that now.
Here's
don't
the thing. The airport is filled with cameras. I work at the airport.
What? Who cares? You didn't actively steal anything. You would have picked up free money, essentially. Who's going to see anything on the camera and be like, stop him.
TSA.
Quarantine.
TSA. The fucks that they are.
TSA?
Yeah, TSA.
Top story.
You don't know what TSA is?
I don't work at fucking
duty
free.
But you know what TSA is? The guy in the blue who check your bags.
By the way, can we just say the name of your store one more time, please?
Duty free.
Another poop reference. I gotta love it.
Here's the thing. For a guy who hates poop... Literally afraid of poop.
It's not the thought of it. Because again, I think we've talked about this.
Like,
too.
Are you afraid of taking a dump?
Shit, no.
Like, you're like, ah! And
no.
Then you like, just wipe it.
No. Okay. First of all, that I think would just be a conundrum in itself because you have to shit. It's like being afraid of eating. No, absolutely not. I'm not afraid of taking a dump. But and you know what else? There's a difference. Shit is gross. The thought of it disturbs me, disgusts me. Poop. It's funny. Just the word. Thought of it.
You don't have to shit. You could vomit.
Two things.
Really?
One, this is our engineer who decided that he can just all of a sudden come in on our podcast.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
That's fine.
But,
no,
that's fine.
But, no, he brings up a good point. Are you serious? You can get by
vomiting.
Really?
No, you can't.
Or you could just get a...
But doesn't then your stomach not process the nutrients?
Yeah. You get all your nutrients in your intestines and your large intestines and your small intestines.
I think you have to let it digest, and then after that,
I don't think you have to let it digest.
Lou, let me tell you something. I'm a scientist. I know these things. Okay?
I'm a doctor.
Well, let me tell you. Oh shit!
I just engineer.
Big deal.
You realize
that
from now on we're going to call you Dr. Lou.
We're not calling him Dr. Lou.
I'm calling him Dr. Lou.
That makes him
just like that one Oprah guy.
But let me tell you something,
Dr. Phil.
I think now, as much as I don't believe it's true yet, I think that if that were true, that's fascinating.
No, it's not. It's not true.
Well, okay.
Get a colostomy bag.
But yeah, that's different.
Now, yeah. Now, if I didn't... Now, all right.
Are you interested in this? Like, you'd have the surgery just because you hate poo so much?
No, I wouldn't have the surgery. As a matter of fact, I like taking a shit. It's actually, you know, like...
Who likes taking a shit?
It's
rewarding?
No, it's relieving. That's the word. It's relieving.
How is it relieving?
Come on. on. You get up in the morning after, like, drinking all night and eating a bunch of, like, Mexican food and bullshit. You wake up in the morning. Your stomach feels just bloated. You can't even move. Your first thought is going to the bathroom. And then you spend an hour on there voiding your bowels. And you get up and feel 10 times less.
I try to not stay longer than 10 minutes on the
That's why I bring books with me to the toilet. I'm on there for half an hour. I'm on there until my legs fall asleep.
How's this? He brings books to public bathrooms.
Yeah, I do that.
That is disgusting.
Dude, if it's... why is it disgusting?
I'll tell you why.
What am I going to do in there? Stare at the drawings?
No, here's the thing. I don't want to... I spend as little time as I can in the can, especially public cans.
Did you really just do that?
What?
I spend as little time as I can in the can.
I didn't even notice that.
Pat yourself on the back, douchebag. For making the little rhyme, the child joke.
Right, the point is, I spend as little time as I can in the John.
Okay.
Or in the bathroom. Because I don't want to be there. Okay. It is a place I do not want to be, okay?
But have you ever talked to anybody, like, in between the stalls? You know, when someone, like, sits down next to you and takes a shit?
Listen.
And you recognize
just
their
you
shoes?
Know that I've... All right, fuck off. There's one kid in, like, high school that was like... Because I do my shoelaces differently,
and I put
like checkerboards. And this was even in grade school, or high school, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kid saw me under, or saw my shoes under the stall and go, yo, that MJ? And I have two choices, either not respond or respond. And I go, yeah, it's me. Yeah. Hey, what up?
Yeah, exactly.
What's up? What do you think is up? I'm taking a jump.
He knows
you
because your goofy ass shoes. So he knew it was you. You had to respond.
That is one of the very... You know, one of the hazards of having cool shoes is that people notice.
I don't think there's actually any perks to your shoes.
Well, there's many, actually.
Except
black people love them.
Being able to...
Black people love... I'll tell you
except
what,
maybe
black
being
people
able...
are the only people that like the shoe, that like my shoes.
I gotta tell you, I don't really take fashion tips from them, though, to be totally honest.
The blacks. Why not?
That's a lie. I did back in, like, eighth grade. I wore the baggiest of baggy clothes.
Okay, well, I would say this. Except for the baggy, like, clothes business, the black
sideways
people...
caps. You ever do that? Sideways baseball caps?
I didn't do
the
that.
Little tint, the little tilt in my cap.
The upside down
totally,
visor?
Never did that.
Never
that's,
did that
That's
one?
More of a bro thing.
You should try that
More
one.
Of a bro thing.
It's good. I did it.
And
you got
bro raped, didn't you?
No, I didn't get bro raped. No, I think the black people are more fashion-oriented than white guys.
How?
You don't think so?
You just got a madman fucking haircut.
All right, listen. They can't see that. So
yeah,
you
okay,
have
well,
no
let me describe it to you. It is parted to the side. And this is somebody who's buzzed his hair his entire life, by the way. You just went to a black barbershop down the street and got a 50s
not...
businessman style, you know,
well,
straight line.
Well, I think if there's someone who's going to give me a
combed,
50s businessman
like
style, it's probably going to be a black guy. Why not? Yeah.
That logic is flawed.
It must be true. I know it's spot on.
Well,
here's the thing.
What?
Mad Men, cool show. The guys in the show look cool and look badass.
Yes, they do.
Who else am I going to orient myself with? You?
No.
Who's wearing, let's be sure.
They fit with the time period.
A t-shirt saying, hopeless romantic seeks filthy whore.
Yeah.
This is the guy I'm supposed to be modeling myself after? Really?
Listen, as a matter of fact, I'm really glad that you don't model yourself after me, because if there were two people wearing the shirt, I think it would get a lot of negative attention. That's not what I want.
As opposed to what it's getting now, which is a lot of positive attention?
Positive attention.
Who?
Marcy. Marcy Mancati, our teacher.
How old is she?
Teacher.
60?
I don't really know.
Upwards 50?
She's like an old Asian woman. She could be like 300 years old, and I don't
know.
Yeah,
we actually don't know how old Asian women are.
There's no way to know.
They're just, once
you
they become 40.
Them, but they're so shifty, they wouldn't tell you the truth.
They're very shifty.
Yeah.
They're very
and I feel I feel Marcy's the exact same way. Like, if I asked her, she would just give me this wily look and tell me something, but I couldn't believe it was true.
Yeah, she'd say like, oh, I remember back in the medieval ages.
With a very
and like,
voice,
avoid
yeah.
the
with
avoid
the
actual
yeah,
question.
Avoid the topic itself, yeah,
yeah,
for sure. Point is, she got a laugh out of it. She enjoyed it. And
yeah.
You know what else? That's all that matters to me. One person
one
got a smile.
Teacher.
One person.
Yeah, but you. What do you
but
want?
But it wasn't just her. There were a few others.
What do you want that shirt to do? You want it to get...
Nothing. It makes me happy to wear. It's a good memory from Vegas.
That is your memory from Vegas?
It's one of the few that I have. Okay? And,
but
yeah,
if your memory from Vegas is a t-shirt that just insults women and...
I don't think it insults women. Probably it insults me, if anything.
It does
else.
Actually insult you more
it's,
than anything
it's
else.
Kind of self-deprecating.
Why would you want that shirt then?
Again, it's just a positive memory. You don't... You can't even tell me that the threadless shirts that you have don't give some sort of positive feeling.
Well, I love fucking threadless.
There you go.
Because they have
Do you
the
think
coolest...
anybody else likes those shirts? A lot of the time, people don't even get them. They just look at you and walk away.
No, they go, oh, that is a sweet shirt. And I
Nobody
go, thanks.
Says that. I don't know.
I've
never
I know.
Anybody except for myself
Remember
say that.
There was
that
a lady
time.
Walking down the street. Remember, we were walking. She did want my signature for some Greenpeace bullshit. But
oh,
she did
there it
say,
is.
I like
there
your shirt.
It is.
But she wants everyone's signature. She's just having to compliment my shirt.
She was reeling you in.
She didn't compliment. And you? What's that tell
I
you?
Wasn't there.
You were with me. You were walking with me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I remember.
All right. All right. Well,
I record on. All of our conversations.
Oh, we'll have to.
Including this one, ironically enough.
Yeah, well, that I knew. But anyway, another thing that that happened today that I was kind of pissed off about is that.
Is this your day?
No, it's not my day. It's just a day. But I'm telling you about my day.
Okay.
So, yeah, the day that I experienced, dickhead, is that. Anyway, I got a call from the hospital that I'm trying to get a job at. And, you know, my friend works there. And he's telling me, like, you know, dude, I got a call from them last week, had an over-the-phone interview, answered, you know,
this
five,
is actually
six questions.
In the middle of our podcast that this happened, the previous one before.
That's right. That's right. I got a call from the, you know, from the hospital, and they said to me, you know, they asked me a couple of questions. I go over the phone, do the interview thing. And they, what is it? They, today I get another call from my friend, and he's telling me, dude, what happened last week? I mean, I'm thinking I did it okay. We'll see what happens. He goes, what'd you do last week? Did you say something about your customer service experience? Anything? No, I didn't get any questions like that. What are you talking about? He transfers me to his boss, and she asks me a couple more questions, gets rectified. I talk to him again. It turns out that this HR woman interpreted my responses completely off base, and he's telling me there it's very, very likely that I'm not going to get the job now. Some of the questions were things like, what's your employment history? Do you have another job now?
Right.
So I tell her, yes, I am working. I work at the Old Orchard Mall. I work
right.
in retail, you know?
Right.
And she's like, oh, so you have customer experience. I go, yeah, I deal with them on a day-to-day basis. I mean, mostly I'm stock, but I have to talk to a lot of customers on a day-to-day basis anyway, whether it's over the phone or in
okay.
person. So, yeah, I have plenty of that. And she goes, okay, and how long have you been there? I'm like, a couple of months. She goes, all right, how about before that? I say, all right, I worked at this Miller Distribution Warehouse for 4 years, and
right.
I did. And then she goes, okay, and why did you leave? I told her. I had to be honest with her, because if she...
Well, tell everyone why you left.
Okay, I was, you know, I let go from this job. Don't be gay. All right, I was let go from this job because, you know, me and my boss didn't get along too well, and there was a couple instances. You know, it's a Miller Distribution Warehouse. I'm one of the, you know, last guys there. 4th of July weekend, you know, I put in like 60 hours, didn't get any overtime. Me and a couple other guys, we, you know, took a couple extra cases for the weekend. And that's
and
that.
You wonder why you didn't get the job?
No, I didn't tell her that.
What
okay?
did you tell? Okay, well, tell us what did you tell
what
her?
What I told her was that I left that job because there was a misunderstanding between me and my employer about, you know, giving credit where I was due, and he didn't give it to me, and so I quit.
That's, no.
Why?
Not going to happen. That's not what you want. That's not what you want to hear as an employer. You want to hear, oh, I was let go because there was just time or I wasn't able to make the kind of job commitment that they wanted. I was only working part-time. They went full-time. That was
I just don't understand that. If she decided to investigate and call my job, she would have heard something completely different
than
what I
was
telling
you. Yeah, but if she didn't, then you would have been got off scot-free. Do you think that if you went...
I want that relationship based off a lie.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, you do. All right?
The point. All right. You know
so, so you're probably not going to get the job then.
Well, I don't know. I've still got friends there, and I still got a call from the boss today saying that she was going to look into it. So I might still get the job there, and I'm hoping for it. But whatever.
Let's be honest. You were looking forward to this job like nobody's business.
Yeah,
I
was looking forward to the goddamn job. There's a lot of benefits to working at a hospital. All right.
Sure.
I mean, they would have
free drugs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, free prescription drugs.
All that
yeah.
Vicodin you can get. Yeah.
I could chew on that. I could definitely pour myself a bowl of
yeah.
that in the morning and eat it like cereal.
A bowl
sure.
of this.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. Put some milk in there and spoon it. That's a day for me right there.
Yeah.
But regardless. So anyway, that just kind of like added on. That was pretty much the cherry on top of the bullshit day that I just kind of had.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But speaking of cherry on top, the DQ. I've seen so many people eating Dairy Queen today. Across, you know, like the news.
Do you want to know why? Because there's one across the street.
That's I know, but it just opened, and everybody keeps walking up here with blizzards and chili cheese dogs and fries.
Is there a problem?
No, I'm saying we should actually go get some. I've been wanting a blizzard all fucking day.
Right now? Because we're doing a podcast.
I know we're in the middle of something. And no, not right now. But...
afterwards?
Yeah, after the podcast, I would
I
like to go
like,
get a blizzard.
You know what? I don't even like blizzards.
Why?
Honest,
how?
All right.
Why don't you go back to whatever fucking country you came from? Climb back over the wall, you immigrant.
America?
No. I don't think you came from here. You couldn't have. I think you crawled up from hell, you demon. I don't think they
Here's the thing. Blizzards. I don't like soft serve ice cream. You know, that whole...
Sockwid? You don't like the solid-liquid combo?
Sockwid. No, I don't like soft serve ice cream. I like ice cream. I don't like... It's like yogurt.
So you're discriminating is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You want your ice cream and your liquid to stay separate.
Yes, I do. Is that something wrong?
Yes.
Why
yes,
is it wrong?
You are negating your opportunity.
I don't like
to get yourself another experience of life.
God,
and again,
this fucking thing, that's right.
You always just deny yourself a good experience of life. And I think a blizzard is a perfect example. Wait, so have you had one before?
I have had blizzards.
Which flavor did you have?
I don't remember. It's like chocolate or vanilla or something.
Really? So just bullshit standard flavor. Do you know what they put in blizzards? They put in Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints, man. They put in peanut butter cups. They put in anything you want.
Crack.
They'll put in fucking fingers if you want it in there, dude. Yeah, employee fingers, Wendy's style. Remember that a couple years ago?
I don't remember that.
Dude,
Are those always a hoax?
Yeah, it was actually a hoax, yeah.
So what's your point? They're always a hoax.
Well, the point, always I'll tell you what the point is.
Here's the thing.
At
it's
one
always
point,
some
there was
jag
a finger
off.
In Wendy's chili.
It's always some jag off or some bitch who's got some, oh, I found a finger. Oh, come on. Really? You found a finger in your fucking sandwich?
I'll admit, finger is far-fetched. But you know what? No joke. There's a Mexican restaurant that I grew up next to. Found out about 5 years ago that literally... There were they tore it down to build a new place. I think they did. They were adding on top of it.
Right.
Kitchen, no joke. Walls come down, bodies. It's not an urban legend. There were fire trucks, there were ambulances there all day. The place was shut down, the construction site was roped off.
How old were the bodies?
Caution tape. Old. Like not like
Civil War old?
No, not like Civil War old, like
Great Depression old?
Like 80s old.
80s?
80s. Not that long ago, comparatively.
Right. Okay, well, we should have a cough button for this.
Yeah, we should. That would be nice.
What the fuck?
What do you want?
This is All right. Seriously?
What? I'm sorry.
Three goddamn sneezes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
We've had four podcasts, and now we have three sneezes in the middle of one? Good. I don't think I've ever sneezed on air, Don.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm a professional.
You want to call me out for
I'm a professional.
Sneezing? What if I told everyone now that you just punched me in the nose, and that was what caused me to sneeze?
Because it's untrue.
Well, nobody knows that because nobody can see what happened.
We have an engineer.
Dr. Lou. Lou could tell.
Dr. Lou, what happened?
MJ punched Don in the face.
The fuck?
See?
Right.
Now that's a witness right there.
Is this always happening? Does everyone just hate me? That every time
Probably, yeah, because you're a dick. You're such a dick, and your opinions on life are just going to go ahead and...
What's wrong with my opinions on life? I don't like it.
Blizzards.
I don't like blizzards.
I think right now you just made yourself an enemy of about... at least the 100
Girl Scouts.
Dr. Lou, for sure. And I'd say 100 girls, and more than 100 Girl Scouts, and a lot of fat people.
I could take the fatties.
Are you insane?
I'll run away. What are they going to do?
Run away. Dude, the country is full of them.
Yeah, and I'll run away. They can't catch me. Look, I'll run up the stairs.
It's not about catching, dude. It's not about catching. They're everywhere. I'm saying eventually you're going to run into a wall of them. You'll be buried.
I'll be buried.
You'll be buried. I think it's funny that you're so cavalier about this. I'm dead serious. There's probably going to be a crowd of them waiting outside right now.
Well, because the podcast is going to go out. Over the air.
Right, you got some time.
I'll be okay.
You
I have
some
time.
If you're going to leave in between
right.
now and then.
I have
then,
a week or so,
fine.
At least.
Fine.
Right.
If I make a few calls, though, you won't have time.
Some fatty friends?
I'm actually texting.
Well, you were
I'm actually texting right now.
Well, actually, you were a fatty, so you probably have a lot of fatty friends.
Yeah, I do actually have a lot of fatty friends. What? You want to bring that up?
Really? You were a fatty.
So what? Okay, I'm not
First
the only
all,
one. There's a lot of people
here's
that
what
drop
I'm
weight.
You're better off than everyone else because you were a fatty, now you're not a fatty.
That's true. I've definitely,
you know what I mean?
I've definitely dabbled in both worlds.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a, you know, leg and
how was the fatty life?
Part of me was happy. I got to eat all the time.
We
and I did. And I love food. I love food so much. Now it's a pain in the ass. For instance, the other night I came home from work. It's like 8:30. I'm starving. I try and avoid carbs after 8 o'clock. But about 5 years ago,
Dr. Atkins.
No, it's when you're about anytime after 8 o'clock, you're going to go to sleep sometime within the next four hours.
Listen.
So digesting shit's harder. It's just going to loop on, and you're going to
I'm not Finster McGee. I'm no.
But you've never been a fatty.
I've never been a fatty,
okay,
and
so
I just eat whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, well, why don't you just go ahead and dangle that a little bit farther in front of my face, see how long it takes me to punch the shit out of you, okay? My metabolism sucks dick. Sucks Dr. Seuss dick is what it does, okay?
What about Dr. Lou?
No, oh. Seuss.
Oh, him.
Yeah, him.
The other doctor. He wasn't a doctor, though.
Is there any proof to the contrary?
Is there any proof that he was a doctor?
No, but no proof is not the same as proof to the contrary.
Oh, my God.
So I think there's a very good chance that he could have been a doctor.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody would boldly claim that they were a doctor without actually
being one. Dr. Phil. Case in point.
He has to be a doctor.
He doesn't have to be a doctor. He's a blowhard. That's what he is.
Really?
He's a blowhard.
A blowhard.
You have got to stop doing drugs. All right. End of the show.
All right. No, that isn't the end of the
Let's
show.
Let's go to commercial break.
No,
right.
No. He rants for at least 40 minutes.
Right.
He tears everybody apart.
Right.
Plus, his accent is more so. It's more homey.
He's just a blowhard, and I don't like him.
Blowhard.
I do like the word.
I know.
But
he is
the definition of a blowhard. That's for
what is the definition of a blowhard?
Some guy who just likes talking all the time. Well, it's me.
Yes. Yeah, I was waiting for it, but you went ahead and said
it. To be a blowhard, to be a real one, you got to be big and you got to be like overweight.
Puffy.
You either got to be like overweight.
Red-faced. Is that a blowhard?
That helps. Okay. Being bald also helps.
Yeah, it does.
And you just got to have like all these.
But you know what he has, though, that a lot of bald people don't have and that I wish would make kind of a comeback?
What?
Is the power U. You know what I mean?
You know,
that hair bend, the U bend of hair, but the top
like the guy
is bald.
The guy in Star Wars had that. Like,
Patrick Stewart had a power U.
Yeah.
Ed Harris in The Rock
Star Trek.
And all this. Power U. Sean Connery even had
so
a power
who
U.
Who the fuck calls it a power U?
Now, everybody. It's a power U.
Did you just make that up?
Maybe.
You fuck off.
But you know what? Let me tell you something.
It's
I'm really happy
U.
about it. What are you going to call it?
Horseshoe. Well, because a power U implies that it's actually something good.
Powerful? It can be good. Let me tell you something, though. You know what's popular now? When people start to go bald, they have like a big, they got a five head going on, or like that spot in the back. You know what they do? They just shave their heads. They're like, I'm not bald. I'm just shaving my head, you know?
Well,
no,
they do that.
Fuck that.
Embrace
the power
black
of
guy.
You.
Here's the thing. That's because black guys did it first. And again, black guys, everyone follows them. Or white guys do
it. So that's your theme today, is that black guys are trendsetters? Is that
I think so.
To me?
You don't think so?
Not for everybody, no.
Majority of them.
The majority
baggy
of them.
Baggy pants.
Really? Is that appropriate
Pop
for business
in the
setting,
collar.
Mad Men? Is that appropriate for business setting, Mad Men?
I'm not. First of all, it's Mad Man. But,
no, Mad Men is the show, and that's what I'm going to call you. There is no Mad Men. Besides, Mad Man is a great nickname. I gave that to an old coworker of mine, and it's a badass nickname. I refuse to bequeath it unto you.
Bequeath?
Oh, yeah.
Call me Mad Max.
No. Why would I do that?
Because it's a cooler nickname.
I know that, and I'm not doing it. You have to earn shit like
you
that.
You really should.
Like Dr. Lou. That's a sweet-ass nickname.
Oh, fuck off. It's not
Come
a
on.
Sweet-ass
You
nickname.
Know what your nickname can be? Fetus.
Fetus?
Yeah. I think that could
not
be your nickname.
Cletus?
No. Fetus. Uncle Fetus.
Fetus?
I think I'm going to go ahead and keep that.
Oh,
as
you can abort
did.
That thing because I don't want it. All right?
Oh,
I don't want it. Punch it in the stomach.
Yeah,
I don't want
this
it.
This would be one of those times. After you said that joke, that would be one of those like bling
yes,
times.
We don't have.
No.
Do you have any sound effects there, Dr. Dr. Lou?
Negative.
No sound
effects.
Negatory
sound effects. Right, yeah. That's fine. You know, it's probably better off.
That'll be
in
the next.
No. I'm telling you, that's when stuff gets, you know, ridiculous.
Morning
Zoo. Remember that? Morning Zoo, exactly.
Yeah.
It gets kind of that, like.
We're not going to do it. Because we're so good at it. And it's so fucking fun to do.
Exactly. It's very hard for us to not do it. But the point is that it gets it distracts. And not only that, it would be dull to listen to because we basically just rant with sounds for a while. It becomes literally like
Morning
a zoo.
Morning Zoo is just annoying to listen to. But
Morning Zoo is that style of radio where, you know,
have to
people
do it?
I'm telling you, dude, some people might not know. All right? So, look, Morning Zoo is that style of radio where people are like
7:03, 3 minutes out of the hour.
That's exactly what it's like. And then 7
minutes of the top of the hour.
Laced with sound effects. Oh,
bang. Reverb.
Woo.
Oh.
Morning radio.
Hey, we're going to be going over to Dr. Lou with the morning traffic report. What's going on there, Dr. Lou? 294?
It's blocked.
Oh, it's blocked.
Hold
on a second. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's blocked. That is new.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how's that Dorney North looking?
It's blocked.
Oh, it's blocked too. 7
again.
O'clock in the morning, and it's crazy.
All right, we're cutting it out now. See how easy it is to fall into that. Just that mentality, that whole...
So
if we
easy.
Had an array of sound effects before us, we would be doing that.
I would
pressing
hit them
all
these
buttons
the same
and just
time.
Yelling over them.
Right.
I don't think that's anything that anybody would ever want to listen to.
And yet, it does so well.
I
don't know why.
I think it's just fun to do, is what it
but
is.
But it's not fun to listen to.
Well... what if everything became like that and that's all the choice people had, you know? Like Idiocracy. It's like the best you got. Right?
You mean like everything in the world became like Morning Zoo? Like surgeons?
Yeah.
We are really taking out that gallbladder. Oh,
exactly.
Nurse, give me that scalpel. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, exactly.
Bang.
Yeah.
That's his erection coming up.
I think... That's not going to happen on the operating table. Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure erections happen all the time in there. What would happen if you got an erection on the operating table?
I don't think it would happen because I think your blood is going elsewhere, probably the site of the cut.
Hold on a second. I've seen a lot of pornos, and I think a lot of... Well...
You're right.
Let's be honest.
Let's just go ahead and base real life off of porn.
Well...
The other day, I saw a pizza guy get pulled into a house of sorority girls, and I'm pretty sure they banged his brains out.
It always
good
happens
for him.
Like that. Yeah.
It does always happen.
It never
like
works
that.
Out like that, though, in real
no,
life.
No, in real life, an operating table is just an operating table.
Yeah.
It's cold, and you get cut up.
Right. Usually what happens at the operating table, the guy wakes up in the middle of it with a hard-on, and there's like six sexy nurses who are just like,
ooh, scantily clad.
Scantily clad.
Scantily?
It's not scantily. So
what does scantily mean?
Like scant, like very... Like not,
scant?
Yeah, scant, not a lot.
Because scant sounds to me kind of like a rodent.
Okay.
So they're dressed like rats.
That's because you're thinking of rant and rat. All right. This isn't the vocab.
That might have been my thought process.
Yeah, it is. I know
I'm going to go ahead and keep saying scantily clad.
I know your brain.
Because scantily.
I know how poorly it works. Okay?
I think it works just
fine.
It's
scantily.
Thank
is it?
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you going to question Dr. Liu?
No.
The one that you,
no,
you know, lauded over for so long?
He's a doctor. Lauded. Is that, Dr. Liu, is that a word?
That is not a word.
That is a word!
The doctor says
Dr.
name.
Dr. Liu, you're going to take that medical license. Wait, oh, God. It already
see?
Happened.
See that? Now, now you're going to ruin everything. I'm very sorry about this.
This is going to become a morning zoo podcast.
Anyway, let me tell one thing, though. Let me recommend something to all of you who might find yourselves in an awkward situation in the college apartment setting of a couple of guys. Bring FIFA.
Oh.
That breaks tension like no other. I went over to Greg. I went over to this guy's apartment. I'd never been there last Friday, and I'm chilling there. And it was okay for about 15 minutes.
You don't have to lie. It was not very fun.
It was okay for about 15 minutes, but I walked in there. Greg tells me there's going to be a lot of people there. I walked in, and it was just him and his roommate. Dressed in pajamas.
Ooh.
They just woken up.
I thought you were going to say dressed to the nines. Which I do like that saying as well.
What does that mean?
That's like you're dressed up like tuxedo and
in
stuff.
In zoot suits?
I would hope so.
No, they weren't like that. They were dressed in boxers. Roommate just slobbing it up. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do?
And what were you wearing?
I was wearing clothes. I got out of class.
You're hopeless romantic.
No, I was wearing real clothes.
Oh.
I was wearing nice clothes.
Ah.
Okay. Anyway, just got out of class. And I go to this apartment.
That'd be another time for a cough button.
Yeah, it would. And as a matter of fact, I think that's way less excusable than sneezing.
Oh, no way!
Burping you can control.
But I like doing it.
Oh! Okay, I'm going back to the story. Anyway,
the story.
Point is that I start drinking at 2 o'clock because it was so awkward.
2 o'clock
but
in the afternoon.
Thankfully,
yeah.
There was FIFA.
Yeah.
I see FIFA 10. I've never played it on PS3.
Right.
I see this. Whose is this? Roommate said, oh. Or actually, it was Greg's. Hey, it's mine. You want to play? Yeah, I can get down on that.
I can get down. Tell them you love FIFA 9. That's why you like FIFA 10.
FIFA 10 was... I love FIFA, hands down.
FIFA.
Okay, it doesn't matter what year it is. It's like Madden.
Well, do you ever watch soccer?
Yeah, I do. I went to a U.S. World Cup qualifier match in June.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was versus Honduras.
Why do we not like soccer in this country?
I think it's because it doesn't do as well commercially. Like, football makes so much money.
Yeah, but
so
it could basketball. If people liked it. People don't like it.
Well, I think it's starting to actually build up because USA has never been good. It's an international phenomenon. You know what I mean? Other countries have clubs and stuff like that. US only got into it not actually that long ago.
We have every other
The MLS is only like... It's like 15 years
old
or something.
We have every other... We have baseball, football, soccer... But hold on. Baseball, football, basketball,
we have everything
tennis.
Now. We don't have cricket.
No. Well, because cricket sucks.
Dude, cricket apparently is awesome because...
Cricket...
Little fact... Cricket has the highest rate of suicide after retirement.
Why is
from the
that
sport.
Cool?
It's not cool. I'm just saying, obviously, the guys love that so much that they off themselves.
Or they're so
gone.
Depressed that the game sucked, and then they realize once they're out of it, like, oh, that game did suck. I can't believe we paid that for so long.
I can't believe you just said that. That is not the case. No, they obviously, they just
cricket
don't know how to. It's like Brooks. It's like Brooks from, what is the movie? Shawshank Redemption. The old guy who gets out of the prison doesn't know how to live his life once he's done.
It's
that's
not like that at all.
Like. Yes, it is.
You know what? It does fit because you know what?
Yes, it does.
I'll tell
fit.
You why it fits. Because they're in prison for so long playing that goddamn sport, and
Morgan
then they get
Freeman
out.
Announces their games.
And then they get out and they're like, oh
Andy
shit.
Dufresne.
That. God, shut up.
Ever since I was a little boy, people have enjoyed the sound of my voice.
Yes, you do a great Morgan Freeman.
Thank all you. Right. That's really all I wanted to hear.
Morgan Freeman's a great guy.
Yeah,
and
he's
you do
not
a great
bad.
Morgan Freeman.
The thing is that. I need to practice it so much because I feel like if I speak like Morgan Freeman,
but you think that
I will get laid.
No woman wants to hear that
it's
out
impossible.
Of a white guy.
It's
going to be weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's a sexy voice regardless.
It's like you sound like a
Listen,
Darth Vader.
Better. No, it isn't. And
yeah.
Not to mention, Darth Vader was a black guy's voice too. James
That's
Earl
what
Jones.
I mean. James Earl Jones. Do you want to sound like a black guy?
Dude, I wish I could sound like James. He's also Mufasa, okay? You're going to tell me no. You tell me any girl would refuse to bang the Lion King?
Mufasa. Yeah, Mufasa.
Simba.
Oh my god.
There you go.
I can't take you seriously.
Yes. Why not?
Simba.
Okay, that is Simba. Not. Well, you see, you're right. If you're going to take every little thing and just toy with it and then destroy it until it's done,
you go
no, it's
girl,
not cool.
You go up to your girl and you go, Simba. In the middle of a bar, she's like, I'm going to move away now.
Maybe she would say, oh my god, I just saw Lion King. That sounded so great. And immediately
well,
go
then
down
she'd
on
be
me.
12 and now you're a pedophile.
No, not the Disney movie, the show. And
the show?
Again, the show, the musical, The Lion King.
The musical The Lion King.
The Broadway production.
I haven't seen it.
One of the highest grossing productions of Broadway of all time.
Mm.
It's very good. It's very apparently.
Well,
the
so is Wicked, but I didn't watch
that.
I
saw Wicked. I read the book Wicked.
Oh.
It was. You know why it's great?
It's like a chick thing.
No, it's not a chick thing. Mm. Do you know how much Elphaba gets banged?
Who?
The Wicked Witch. That's her name.
Elphaba.
And she gets banged graphically in that book several times over.
Why would you want to read that?
It is. Oh.
This goes to the thing before. I don't know if we talked about this before. We may have. Reading about porn is weird, okay?
Is it weird if you have a good imagination?
No, it is!
Words paint a picture, dickhead.
Yeah, videos paint a picture, too. I watch those.
Yeah, I know. And your imagination has crippled because of it.
No, it isn't!
My imagination is the equivalent of Michael Jordan.
What does that even mean?
What it means is...
It soars and it has its tongue out all the time whenever it's dunking? What are you talking about?
Dunking on the best of the best of other imaginations, yeah.
No.
It does have its tongue out.
No, you're way off.
Because its dad taught it that.
Its dad?
Its dad.
All right, first
of all, imagination's
father. He has a name. It's Michael Jordan. Just because he's black does not mean he's an ape. All
right,
that's incredibly racist.
Yeah, you're right. That's my bad. Point is that... No, I don't think reading about porn is weird.
I think it's
completely weird. As a matter
weird.
Of fact... I would recommend
everyone not.
I would recommend
read
the Anita Blake
novels.
Vampire novels. If you like those, if you like vampire novels,
I'm just gonna step on
read
you
Anita Blake.
I'm gonna step on you for a second.
You've been.
I will. Again, I'd say you take the money you would have spent on Anita Blake and buy some porno DVDs. Or buy a hooker, because that's probably even better.
So your advice to everyone is to buy a hooker. Really?
Instead of Anita Blake and some Vampire Diaries, yeah.
Let me just go ahead and say that the Vampire Diaries, the whole series is going to be cheaper than even the lowest class hooker. And
you
know what else? Anita
you know...
Blake is not going to kill me with syphilis. Just going to go ahead and put that
it's
out there.
It's called a condom, first of all. But
well,
here's the thing.
What?
Reading about porn is weird.
It's not reading about it. It's
well,
reading it.
Reading porn, reading anything that's like... And, then
and let me tell you something. Not to mention, I'm not reading it for the porn. The stories are great, and there's just graphic sex thrown
if
in.
If the story is great, and that's what you're reading it for, great.
Yeah, that's what I was reading it for.
But, you said Wicked. Hold on a second. Elphaba gets banged, like, graphically.
Well, it's one of the only, you know, upsides of the book. The book is
oh,
less
so the book
action-y.
Sucked.
No, not really. It's another view on The Wizard of Oz. Classic story.
Yeah, but it's a chick book, right?
No, it isn't a chick
it's
book.
It's a chick.
I just told you.
It's
if
a
it
chick
was a
play.
Yeah. I think you can make an argument that every play is a chick play. Jersey
well,
Boys, one of the most popular freaking things
sucks.
That were just one of the most popular plays in Chicago was just that.
That's what plays suck.
Plays don't suck.
Yes, they do.
It's a chick book.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou.
You gotta come in and just cut my legs out
thank
from
you.
Under me. You just
good.
Cut, you know what you did? You cut my balls off right there.
Thank
that's what
you.
Happened. God damn it.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? Fine. You guys can go ahead and dance around in your land of the imaginationless, and I'm going to go home
you know,
and beat off to a good book.
That's weird. He just like clip right in the middle of the pages, close up shop, never
marks,
open up that page
marks the
again.
Page. Those two pages are stuck together and I don't have to read
you're
them.
You're
done
with them.
It's always
now.
New.
Right.
Always new, baby.
Right. But then the whole book eventually is just epoxy
together. And then I burn it.
And then, well,
then
your sister's like, oh, hey, can I read that?
Sorry. Get your own copy.
Get it from the library because
I'm not finished with it.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I'm
yeah.
not finished with it. Speaking of which, let me just say this. Yesterday, I think I was telling you about this earlier, though. I had an interesting experience yesterday. My, you know, living at home now, my sisters are, you know, all up in my space pretty much.
Well, you live in
the
basement.
I live in the basement. They,
like
that's, Batman. That's the family. Yeah.
Without any of the cool part.
I'm getting to that, okay? You know, there's really not a lot of my own space. My sisters, you know, my computer's the only one with the internet, of course. So they're down on it all the time. I got homework to do. I got this to do.
I don't know how you don't have them see all the porn you look at. I mean, honestly.
I'll tell you.
Because I look at like mountains of porn and
your sister uses your computer too, right?
No, she doesn't. If they were to open my computer, it would probably automatically go to porn. It's like, I know what you want. Here's the porn.
Oh my god.
Well, and then if you typed in one letter, any letter you want.
Yeah. It might even be like, yeah, African black fantasies.
Well, that's your stuff. It'd be like amateur stuff, and then like Q would be like quotient on the amateur stuff.
Or queefing face.
Oh god. Queefing face. You're disgusting. But the point is, any letter you choose, it would automatically be porn. It would automatically be porn, and I don't know how you don't. Well, maybe you
this is from years of it, man.
Here's the thing.
I've had little sisters ever since I was like, I don't even know when. Point is, when I started beating off, they were there, so I had to figure out
ways. You?
No.
Oh.
Not there. Oh. The first time it happened.
Okay, that'd be weird.
They were alive when I was old enough to start beating off.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So how, I had to learn ways
then, you
know, to tell get
us then
that.
Because I don't know, and maybe you should tell us all.
It's simple. First things first. Delete the history. You don't get to keep any history.
Oh, okay. God. But I love the history.
Delete the cookies. Those things. Whatever.
Those cookies.
Those cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah. Okay. You don't get to keep on. You don't keep those.
Okay.
And then with Firefox, if you just like, you know, delete those cookies, the website, it doesn't hang those addresses.
But
delete private data is the one.
But then,
it's up in tools.
Okay, I just, got it. Okay, but here's the thing.
Write it down. Write it down for yourself.
Okay, thank you. But here's the thing. What if I want to go back to that website and you don't remember it?
Remember it.
You write it down?
Write it down elsewhere. Burn it into your brain.
On your hand? Into your right on your penis. That's like a great idea. And then
so
reading
porn books is weird. Writing things
on
your penis
is... Well, I'll
tell
you why it's a good idea. Because once it's hard, you know, it's like full on, and you can write on it, then it shrivels back up.
Oh, it's like a rubber band.
Exactly.
Yeah, like when you cheated on the rubber band, you stretch
that's
it out.
What I mean.
Right,
it's like,
no. You don't write on your penis. That's defacing it. Why don't you go ahead and... You know what?
It's on a mural.
You know, yeah. Why don't you just go stick your tongue at some guy's ass or something? Okay.
Don't use quotes that I give you.
Oh, I'm using it.
From the wire.
Let me tell you something. You walked right into it with that, let me just write something. What the hell is
write
the matter with
you? That's
deface
a great
idea. Your penis. That's, oh my God. You might as, you know what? You don't deserve one.
Should you write it on like the inside of your arm where no one else would see it?
Yeah. No. You stop. You write it on a piece of paper. Okay. If you want to remember a porn site, you write it on a piece of paper.
But then someone's going to see it.
Keep it on your person.
Keep
I don't
it
know.
On your person.
Speaking of, I like that expression too. Keep things on
it
your
is
person.
Fun.
On
but,
your person.
But here's the thing. That's why I get in trouble, because people find it.
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times.
Right.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Find a way around it. Put it on the inside of your
No, you're not going to do that. And also, like I said, I mean, it's just because I delete it from the computer, that's not to say that close calls don't happen. Okay, I've told you. I mean, like, living downstairs, there have been times when it's like, you know, it's right there, and all of a sudden I hear the footsteps, the door gets ripped open, and my sisters tear downstairs, and I'm like, oh my God!
Right.
You know, I have to, like, throw up my pants and click the X button and, like, turn around and make like I'm doing something
you're like,
else.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, nothing. Like, the best I can do is, like, you know, like I said, quickly click the X and like throw a blanket over myself or something like that.
Throw a blanket over yourself.
Yeah. It's cold in the basement. That's like the best I can even come up with. You know what I mean? Like when it's, oh man, I told you about that one time that like when I was younger and my mom caught me and, you know, I fell asleep and it was on the TV.
Well,
there's really nothing I could do.
That's
a lot
way
of
different than actually them catching me in the act. You know what I mean? It's like finding a dead body and watching a murder happen. It's completely different.
What? Really? Me asleep on the couch, probably still with a raging erection, dreaming about the porn I just watched. My mom walks
way
in.
Different than
That's
you
not...
handling yourself watching a porno with one earbud in and just be like, yes.
I don't
yes.
put the earbud in. And like I told you, it was on the TV. So
but
the
no,
only...
my point is, though, you're on the computer. You're just like looking at the screen you're looking at. And then your mom comes down and she's like,
Yeah, no, that.
Well,
that,
I'll tell you what.
I've taken great care to make sure nothing like that ever happens.
That almost happened to me once. Because I was like, here's what you got to do, everybody. You don't have headphones. You have one earbud. And then you have the other one, like, on your collar or whatever. But you have one earbud in. And then the other one, you have listening at all times, like a radar screen for anyone coming down the stairs, coming up the stairs,
okay.
Coming down the hallway.
All right. Now, here's my question. What is worse, getting caught beating off or getting caught fucking?
Oh, I don't know.
Because
I'll tell you why. I would say getting caught beating off. Because
that's worse?
I would think so. And I'll tell you why. Because getting caught beating off is like such a... It's a solo activity that you do by yourself. There's no one else engaging. And you know, it's the one time guys get to be alone. Besides the toilet. You know what I mean? And there's no one bothering you.
So, did you just compare beating off to being on the toilet?
No.
Something that you said earlier that you hated.
I don't like being on the toilet.
You're contradicting.
No, I'm not. I just don't like being on the toilet, but I do love being... I love beating off. I just don't like being on the toilet. It's way different.
Have you ever beat off on the toilet?
Yeah, when you're a kid, you have to. That's the only place...
No? Beating off on the toilet?
You didn't do that?
No!
Really?
The toilet is for shitting.
You never did that?
No.
Really?
Really.
Here's the thing. When you're a kid, you have no other...
And stop saying when you're a kid. I didn't beat off when I was a kid.
What I mean when you're a kid is like...
That's disgusting.
When you're...
Thank you, Dr. Liu. That is disgusting.
When you're like...
I don't even...
Let's shut it. Let me explain why.
I'm stepping on you now. All day today, I've watched videos of actual legitimate kids. Yesterday, I watched a five-year-old Romanian kid. You know, he just broke a world record for being like the strongest five-year-old. He was like backflipping and stuff. And this other kid, I was watching him. He just got out of the dentist. He was all drugged out. These kids are five. That's a kid.
Okay.
I don't think they're beating off.
All right.
And I don't
want to
think about
it
if they are.
When I say kid, I mean when I was like 12 or 13.
A tween.
Yes, a tween. The point is... Oh, God, I hate you. All right. The point is, though, when I was a tween, as you say, there's nowhere else to go because your bedroom is wide open at the time. What are you going to be... What's the face?
I'm just you know, thinking.
You can't do it in the living room.
Never in the toilet. Never.
Well, that's because... Here's why.
I've done it in the shower.
I didn't do it in the shower. I can't do it standing up.
What?
I can't do it standing up.
Are you joking?
No. I don't beat off standing up.
This is ridiculous to me.
What?
This is crazy. You can't beat off standing up.
No, it's too much work.
Can you have sex standing up?
That was my thought.
I'll tell you what. I can have sex standing up. I just can't come standing up, probably.
Oh,
maybe I can. I just haven't tried.
Wow.
Try it.
No, yeah, I have. I'm going to be standing up. Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Because I was about to flip.
Here's the thing. I like to be as lazy as possible when I'm beating off. Because if I could, I'd just be laying down in prone position and just like... All right,
that's got to stop.
That's not me giving myself BJ.
Are you sure?
That's something
else.
That's just me like... There's a point. Point is, I sit down when I beat off. Because I sit down... Here's the thing. When you're... You get in that habit of sitting down at the computer watching porn.
Yeah, I know that. You know, even when I'm at the computer, I still stand up. Oh, yeah. I'm at the computer.
I'm the weirdo. You're standing up at the computer.
No. I'm sitting down, and then I just, like, work myself into a frenzy, and then at the very end of it, I just stand up.
That is weird.
Why is that weird?
That is weird. Thank you.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I do it, though.
I know why you do it, because then you can get into that mode when you're having sex.
No, that's not why I do it. I do it because if I'm sitting down, I fucking make a mess. Jizz all over myself. If I'm standing up,
that's why you
I'm
get
right
a bib.
Into, right into a... Okay. I don't wear a bib. It was a jag rag is what I call it. Okay. It's a dirty ass towel. And I stand up and I can just bust right into that.
Well, then why don't you put that jag rag on your stomach?
Oh, like a bib? No. I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
It's scratchy. It takes me right out.
I'll tell you why it's scratchy. Because there's so much jizz.
That's exactly
like
why.
Like 27 years.
I'm not even 27. This is not a hand-me-down jag rig, okay? My family's
not
that poor.
Your dad didn't give it to you?
No, he didn't.
Son, I used this.
There was that blanket.
Right.
Though. I just never thought about that.
Right. It was always hard to actually come around. It's just a cardboard table on you.
Yeah, we definitely got sidetracked. The point I was trying to make long time ago, is that... it's hard to do all this stuff because I'm, you know, like my sisters are constantly in my space. Yesterday, I got home after like a hard ass day and I just like, I sit down and all I want to do is sit out, like play Batman, like pop a Vicodin, you know, beat off, play Batman and just be left alone. But no, I come downstairs.
That's normal.
I come downstairs. My four sisters, one of them's on the computer.
Right.
I don't know, looking up her friend's pictures on Facebook, just clicking through them. She's probably been doing it for the last like 2 hours. The other ones are watching Halloween Town. Fuck yourself on the Disney Channel, and I'm sitting
Calabar's
there.
Calabar's Revenge.
Exactly, they're just sitting there watching it enthralled and doing their homework. Their stuff is spread out everywhere, and I'm just like, I'm about to scream. And I just like, you know, I take a deep breath. Not a big thing. I pop on as soon as this movie ends.
You
we compromise.
Punch one in the head.
No, I didn't punch anybody. Okay, as soon as the movie ends, I'm like, I step in. I'm like, gotta get it, and I just hit. I turn
gotta
on Batman.
Get it.
I turn on Batman. Okay,
gotta get it.
And they no nobody says a word of protest. So I'm just sitting there. They do their homework. So slowly they trickle away. But one of my sisters just sits there. She's doing her homework, and she, you know, eventually. You know, she starts looking up as I'm playing, and I'm like, all right, you know, she's not saying anything to the contrary.
She's not bothering me.
And then eventually she starts to like get into it. Like I'm running down like a corridor or something like that. I'm starting to run away from somebody and she's like, oh, get away from him.
Oh,
you're going to get killed.
Don't die.
I'm just like, oh, I'm like, all right, don't worry. I got this.
Don't
and then,
worry. I
then,
thanks.
Then I jump down, you know, like there's like seven guys and you know, like
right.
They got bats and stuff. And she's like, oh no. And I, you know, I'm hitting them. Right, I'm hitting them. She's 13.
Okay, I thought she was five.
No, she's 13
oh, no.
years old. Okay, no, you know what? That's just how entertained she was. And
okay.
I totally forgot what that's like. You're playing a video game, and she was legitimately entertained.
I see.
And also, again, I was stoned out of my mind, so I'm playing this, and I can't think of anywhere to go.
Right, you
like,
were going
I'm
around
running
in,
around in a circle
in
for
a
like
room.
5 minutes, trying to get away from
right,
it.
So the
and
door's
she points
there,
it out to me. She's like, no, you want to go that way?
Did
like,
she really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're so right.
You're so good at this game.
I was just, it was a good partnership video game activity, and I got to do all the playing.
So your idea for a co-op game is getting the older person really stoned and then having the younger kid help him out?
That's not my idea for a co-op game. I'm saying
you just said this.
What I said was this was a good time. It was a good moment for me because instead of fumigating and just getting extremely pissed.
Fuming
out of my head and just like wanting to, you know, kick the shit out of all my sisters and then, you know, like send them screaming upstairs.
Right.
Instead of that, me and my sister had a good time playing Batman.
Right, and she saw her brother stoned out of his mind playing a
video. She didn't know that I was stoned
out of course she didn't.
Eye drops.
Right, of course. And you didn't smell like parsley or something like that,
I didn't. I probably smelled like the grilled cheese sandwich I just made.
No, you probably smell like a skunk.
I doubt it.
No, I smelled your stuff.
Okay, relax. Anyway, Batman is also a great game. I think
it is a great game.
If you haven't played it, you should pick it up. Arkham Asylum.
I watched it. I watched the demo of it. Oh, it was great.
That's not the same.
Of course it's not the same. Here's the thing. I'm on a tight budget.
Okay.
All right?
So what? Make exceptions. This is fucking Batman, dude. You can afford a $30 Mad Men haircut, but you can't save up for Batman Arkham Asylum. We're talking
hours upon hours
of entertainment.
Here's the thing. All right, let's go on about my fucking haircut.
Yeah, we might as well.
By the way, did you like show them a picture of how
I did show it to him?
Look?
I did show it to him.
He did
what
show
did they
him.
Say?
He said, "All right, you." Oh, so you want? I'm not gonna do the accent. That's just insulting. He said, "All right, you want it short on the sides and a little long on the top." I was like, "Yeah, short on the top though. Short enough." That it's not too long, but long enough that I can still comb it to the like part it to one side or whatever, which is what it looks like.
Kind of.
I can
tell. I would have gone a little bit shorter on the top myself.
I know. It looks a little long, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, that's just me personally. It doesn't look exactly like the Mad Men thing. You know what I mean?
I'm
but
not...
also, it's kind of it's weird because it's you got gel in it now, so
I don't
have
gel. All is water.
It looks all right. Well, really, that's just water.
Seriously,
it's looked wet for the last 2 hours. That's gel.
Maybe it was gel water.
It's gel water. They do that. They have it. Did he like spray it out of the spray bottle? You thought it was just water? That's gel water. They do that.
I saw him fill it up in the sink.
I don't believe you. Did you see what he slipped in there?
No.
Really?
What, a roofie?
A gel roofie. Yeah, essentially.
No. He was filling up in like the sink where they wash your hair in or whatever. Yeah. He's filling it with water. I'm pretty sure it's just water.
Okay, well then you need to do something because that looks wet. No, I'm not doing that.
Feel it.
It looks
feel it.
No, I don't want to
feel
it.
It's really shiny.
I'm telling you. It doesn't look. Stop saying that. I'm not doing
it. Just feel it.
All right, it's not gel.
Thank you.
Just so everybody
knows.
It's
not gel.
But that, you know what? That's weirder than I think everything we've talked about. That's like freakish.
Really?
I'm telling you. How is that possible? My hair dries in like a second.
Well, let's be honest.
And Dr. Lou probably not because he's got hair down to the mid-back.
Right.
But yours is not that much longer than mine. And yet it's look. I don't even. What does that look? What does that look?
I'm looking at myself in the.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. You look like. Wait, you just. All right. Jesus Christ.
Here's the thing about
Cabbage Patch Kid face.
Shut the fuck up. All right, here's the thing. I wanted the haircut because they look badass in Mad Men, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that look badass in Mad Men, like cheating on your wife and smoking cigarettes.
Well, that's
and
because.
Running an advertising company.
If we didn't know about cigarettes, I probably would be doing that. All right, let's be honest.
It's true.
If I didn't know how bad cigarettes were for you, I'd be like, yes, get me on that train to Cool Town.
They really are bad for you, too. Can I just. This is somebody I've never smoked my entire life. The last. Never smoked cigarettes ever. And the last couple of weeks, I started smoking.
Right.
Not going to lie.
And how bad is it?
It sucks. I actually don't like it at all.
I tried smoking when I was 14 because I wanted to impress a girl. First of all, it did work. So there you go.
Not worth it though.
When
if
you're
you
14,
to smoke, when you have to compromise yourself to impress a girl, it's never
do
worth it.
It. Okay, right? Because I got
it's never worth it.
It is worth it. It's definitely worth it for a girl.
Whoa! When you're 14,
yeah.
Why? So you can hold hands and skip down the lane.
Well, bombshell, everybody. I had sex when I was 14
with a cigarette smoker.
Well, she was 14 at the time, too, and yes.
I was in 8th grade.
No, I was in freshman year of high school.
I was in 8th grade.
Oh, so he was in 8th grade. So what, 13 or 14?
Well, you're Hispanic.
Probably like
it's surprising you were 7 when you got laid first. And let's be honest.
He brings up a good point.
Thank you.
You do.
Right.
I was surprised.
I was like, I'm surprised you weren't a father at that time, actually.
I actually was.
Right.
There you go.
Of course,
see?
Right.
I knew it.
Father of 10.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There's always a baby inside of a Mexican baby.
Okay.
Most people don't know that.
Just
waiting to be born.
So they're popping fresh. They're ready to go.
They're like those Russian dolls.
Oh!
You know, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like.
Very strange.
But the point is, I would start smoking, but it's... Here's the thing. With smoking for me, it was like breathing in hot air.
Yeah, it is.
It sucks.
What it does to your throat is it really sucks.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's holding in there. You can just feel it like scratching away at it.
Then why do you keep doing it?
Because Mad Men.
You know, get some bed. Fuck off.
No. Like there are. You know what I mean? Like,
all right. What cigarettes are you smoking?
Parliament Lights.
Right. Not exactly Marlboro. What they were doing.
I started with Marlboro. Those smell like shit.
They do smell like shit.
Like shit, dude.
Okay, calm down.
I'm just saying. They smell disgusting.
All right, for all Marlboro sponsors out there, we're not going to have.
You smell like shit.
You smell like shit.
Just so you know. Anyway, so 14 years old. Yep. You banged another 14-year-old.
Yes.
That's kind of strange. It was very. I didn't bang anybody until like later high school.
It was way too early. At the end of junior year. It was definitely way. First of all, I wore myself up. Just burped. You could say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally.
Well, no, but that's.
It was an inner burp.
Point is, I was 14 and then I had a dry spell until senior year.
Ooh,
that's the problem.
That does suck.
I wore myself out too fast.
4-year stand.
And as great as it was when I was 14, I was like, "This is all." I was like,
"Yeah,
this is great. This is great. I love Power Rangers." But
is that what you said afterwards? Probably why it didn't happen again for 4 years.
She told me.
I was Power Rangers. White Ranger, go.
It's a white dick. So it's,
I know.
Sword.
Yeah, no, I was actually thinking about the semen aspect of it. White Rangers, go.
Right.
It's horrible.
Right. Point is, it was great.
Yeah.
For four, at the time. I was 14.
Yeah, see,
and I was like, this is awesome.
I had it for the first time when I was 17. Nonstop till I was like 21.
Did you rub it in?
I'm just saying that was awesome. And I mean, like, when I say nonstop, it was like nonstop and it was everywhere.
All right, listen.
Everywhere and everything was involved. I mean, we're talking rooftops of abandoned buildings, racquetball courts,
because you had like
lots of libraries, sex crazed.
Yeah.
She was sex crazed. She was a nymph.
Well, first of all, nymphomaniac is nothing. But the point is,
it's nothing.
It's not a real term anymore.
Why not?
It's not. Sorry.
Not a real term.
Yeah, no one uses it anymore in terms of like.
I just used it.
Okay, but no one with any intelligence.
I didn't actually say nymphomaniac. I said nympho.
Got it. But the point is, sorry. This was during the time when you were a fatty too.
Yeah,
so
that's
she loved you thick and thin. You might say. Am I right?
No, you're not right. Don't play with words. Anyway, no, but you are right in that sense. Yeah, I was.
You lucked out. First of all, she lucked out. She got you when you were fat. And then she got even thin.
It's true, but all the problems started after I started losing weight, oddly enough.
What problems?
Problems, you know, relationship problems that drove it downhill.
Probably because, you know, now you were a hot item on the market now. You know what I mean?
Studly, for sure.
At the
time, she was not only was she crazy for sex, she was crazy jealous. I don't know if they went hand in hand.
They probably do. I'm going to say they do.
She was crazy jealous. You know what I mean? Yeah. Literally, like, I would get a text from another girl and she would be mad at me for like a week. Not even kidding.
Chicks do that all the time.
I know.
I hate him.
But speaking of which, this is why you got this Mad Men haircut.
Oh, you wanted to shop for clothes. I gotta fart.
Really?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so did the world.
Did you hear it?
Anyway,
no, I didn't hear it.
Okay, never
Mike's
mind.
Mike's didn't
then.
Pick it up. Next time we gotta fart on the microphone.
The point is.
Sorry.
You were going somewhere.
I got a date.
Right.
With a Muslim chick. The Muslim chick that I was talking about before on the first podcast.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
right.
Name's Farah,
and got a date tomorrow. Actually,
where are you going to go?
I don't know. That's the problem. I have no idea.
Are you serious?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I hope she doesn't hear this because chicks like guys with a plan.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Confidence in all
confidence,
aspects.
Right? You're like, all right, I'm picking you up here. We'll drive here, and if you don't tell her, that's fine too. If you're just we're
just
going to this
stuff.
Place. I know this great place. We're going to go there, and then once
don't ask any questions.
Exactly.
You know, ask the questions about her, like you're interested or whatever, but don't ask questions like, well, what do you want to do? Hey, are you okay? Don't
never do any thing. Of that. No. Never ask any questions about what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
No.
Well, what movie do you want to see? You
never
look like
a
puss.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's just a big
chicks
turn
hate it.
Yeah.
So that's why I need to have a plan as to where to go, what to do after.
You don't have that.
I don't have that.
And the date's tomorrow.
Well, because I'm not very confident, but I have to have the air of confidence.
So for that, you need some kind of a plan. Plan makes it very easy to be confident.
Exactly. But you're not.
And you also need a backup plan.
But you're not supposed to look like you have a plan. She still want you. They don't.
You got a haircut for this date. She knows you have a plan.
No, but
she saw you like 4 days ago with different hair, and now
thing.
She's going to see you with the haircut. She's going to know
here's
what happens.
Me.
You're not just saying, you know, I just got this, whatever. Totally different style from what you've ever had.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should. Are you going shopping with somebody special?
Fuck off.
Tomorrow? Is that tomorrow morning?
My grandmother.
Your grandma's taking you shopping.
But she's not taking me shopping. Nice. She's going shopping, and I'm probably going to have to go there with her, and I'm going to pick up some shit while I'm there. God damn it.
She going to buy it for you?
No, probably not.
You got to show. You got to drive Miss Daisy to the hip.
Miss Daisy,
and she's not going to pay for any shirt or anything.
Probably not.
Explain the situation.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you.
Don't tell her it's a Muslim chick. No,
she's a bit of a racist.
Tell her that it's just you got a date.
But here's the thing.
Buy a new outfit.
Right. Buy a new
outfit.
But here's the thing.
Buy me some clothes.
I don't have a plan, and I need a plan, and I don't.
It's
know
not
where...
difficult. Dude. And actually, take her out to eat first of all.
Here's
pick
the problem.
Somewhere
I'll tell you why. The problem with eating it, the problem with eating in general, your face.
I'm waiting. What's
I'll
the
tell
problem?
You, because
with
you don't want to have anything messy, nothing you use your hands with. So it's got to be. You know what?
What?
You know what?
What? Do you have an epiphany?
I have an epiphany right now.
What?
The best meal you could have would be the Eucharist that you get in church. Now, listen up.
Yeah, that's great. That's a perfect first date. Let's go to church.
Don't go to church, but the Eucharist, the item itself would be the best kind of date food. Would you just shut it and listen up? Because I'll tell you why. Because
go ahead and
you put it right on the tongue, it dissolves, no mess, nothing.
Makes you hungrier. I always get hungrier after communion.
That's the point. That's your meal.
Why don't you go ahead and eat packing peanuts, too? Those are clean. Those will make a mess.
Because they're plastic.
I'm pretty sure the Eucharist is plastic.
I'm pretty sure it's unleavened bread, from what I remember from going to church.
Unleavened bread.
Yeah, unleavened bread. Yeah. But the point is, that's the greatest food you could have on a date because no mess.
There's a lot of other things that aren't messy.
Name
tasty.
Four.
Cheez-Its.
Okay, name four that you would have as a dinner item.
Bread.
Just bread.
Good bread.
Just
not
bread.
Communion bread. We're talking like Olive Garden bread.
Olive Garden is a dump.
With dip. With marinara
Here's
sauce.
Here's the thing. Olive Garden, everyone thinks is
what
a great
else?
Place.
What
Olive Garden's
good?
A dump, okay?
Why is Olive Garden
Olive
a dump?
Garden food is like vomit on your plate.
It seriously is. All the people
but
there are either...
they give you as much of it as
Here's
you want.
The, the people there are either doing crank or banging in the back of the...
Crank?
Yeah.
What the hell is crank? I know what crack is, and I know what spank is.
Crank's like speed.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was spank.
No, it's...
Crank. Is that what you said? What did you just say?
Dr. Lou?
Crank is a mixture of crack and spank.
What is spank?
Spank is speed.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, the point is...
Crack and speed.
That makes sense.
Creed.
The band?
Yeah. Probably not a good idea.
Here's the point. They're all doing drugs in the back. They're all doing coke lines off your dinner salad. And they're all banging in the back. Okay? It is a
Sounds
hot...
like a fucking party.
It is a hotbed of Hispanic chicks and Hispanic guys cooking.
I love Hispanic chicks.
Well, they're feisty, though. That's the problem.
They're all feisty.
But you put them
it's
in
half
a...
That's the fun.
But
you
put,
could bang them or they might kill you.
That's the problem. Is they're all in a hot area, and they're all just mad at each other at
Emotions
the same time.
Are running hot.
And then they just start throwing shit at each other and doing coke.
Hmm.
That's why Olive Garden
sucks. Okay, all right. Well, fine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a clearly touchy subject. A lot of places have bread besides Olive Garden.
Where else is going to eat bread?
Dude, bread comes with every meal, okay? Yeah. And then here you go. Wait. What's another non-messy food?
Yeah.
Please. Cucumbers.
Okay.
Sliced.
You fucking
Sliced
idiot.
With a little bit of cream
then you
cheese
would have... At,
what? Sliced with a little bit of cream cheese on them.
Cream cheese?
Really?
Just get a salad. Salad's not messy.
Salad's
yeah, but you look like
either.
A puss eating a salad with a girl.
Dude, there are some serious salads out there. They got meat in them. Chicken Caesars from this place called Boobies.
Yeah, but
that's a meal.
What is it called?
It's called Boobies.
It's called Boobies.
Okay, I'd really like it if you could just, you know, man up, be mature for the duration of the show. It's called Boobies, and it's got those salad, and they give it with bread, by the way.
Oh, good.
It's a meal in itself. It's huge. It's
All right,
plate.
But you know
it's
what?
About,
Here's the thing. I'm taking
like
a girl to Boobies. This
looks
is a Muslim
like a
chick. What am I doing? I'm taking you to Boobies?
Bennigan's has a pretty good salad.
Maybe I'll go to Bennigan's, actually. That's a good idea.
Okay, you guys are going to rip on Olive Garden, and you're going to go to Bennigan's?
What's wrong with Bennigan's?
Bennigan's, I've eaten there twice, got food poisoning both times.
Well, maybe you went to wrong Bennigan's.
No. There's no right Bennigan's. The movie Waiting was based off Bennigan's.
Which is a great movie.
And a horrible chain of restaurants.
Yes, it was.
So you cannot argue to me that Olive Garden is shit and Bennigan's is good. I refuse to even hear that.
Take your flat top grill.
There you go. Now, that's
you know
good.
What flat top grill is
Now,
good.
And you said you're worried about like the mess or whatever. That's fine. That's part of the fun of flat top. You know, you get to make your own stir fry. You can use like chopsticks or forks or whatever.
Right, we're just throwing it at each other?
No. What? No, that's not fun. It's cheeky.
You said the...
No.
Cheeky?
No, it's not. It's cheeky if it's like a little crouton. It's not cheeky if it's like steaming hot beef.
Take it, bitch!
Exactly. That's not cheeky. That's cruel. Okay?
It's funny. Right. Well, I... That Sorry. Wasn't a sound effect. That was
actually
done.
Do we overload?
Yeah.
That was actually pretty good. It
Thank
sounded
you.
Like a sound effect.
Yeah,
didn't overload.
Oh, but, cool. Wow, that's great.
Yes!
I'm sorry. Point for me.
Damn it. How will I get back?
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is... Flat top grill is good. Yeah, Flat Top Shield is probably the best place.
Yeah, no, it's very good, and it's trendy right now. Especially.
I was joking around that I would take her to an Indian restaurant, and I asked her if she'd ever had Indian food before. That was a joke. But
had she?
Of course she had. She's Indian.
Oh, you said she's Muslim.
There's Indian Muslims.
Okay. Well, I've just...
Here's the thing. I just...
When you said Muslim, I kind of thought Arab.
Yeah. See? I didn't think...
Arabia doesn't exist anymore, although it should.
Arabia?
Arabian Nights.
Really?
Like Arabian Days.
Oh, so you're going to bring up Aladdin and sing the little theme song, but Lion King's not cool. Lion
I'll
King's
tell
not going to
get
you laid.
Because yeah. Aladdin, I think, started my...
Infatuation with Indian chicks.
Well, I think
Jasmine
so.
Was hot.
I talked
hey,
to the...
Hey, Little Mermaid, I would bang mermaids if they existed. Ariel was a hot
she's got
chick.
A bottom fish half.
For a while, she had legs. And I don't feel like I need to argue that.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
So, I don't think it's disgusting at all.
I think it's awful.
Well, then you go ahead and bang
Well, here's the thing.
Chicks.
I think. Well, I was also
carpet.
Talking to the Indian chick, and she was saying that I don't think I've ever met... She said to me, I don't think I've ever met someone who's liked Indian people specifically.
I haven't either. You
and
are
I think,
definitely an
I
oddity.
I think two things. One, it's Jasmine. But two, I got a surplus of the amount that I can...
Surplus.
Yeah.
Go, you can call it a surplus.
If everyone's going after white chicks and black chicks and Hispanic chicks, and there's all these Indian people not getting any dates, boom, here's me coming into the rescue to get all the chicks.
Coming into the rescue. Yeah, it's a fitting point. You know how many of those Indian population are diseased, decrepit, old, and not worth pursuing? Oh, yeah.
And I thought I'm a racist.
Wow, no. He went there, didn't he?
Oh, no. No, that's... Well, okay, you know what? I'm sorry.
They don't
all
have leprosy.
No, I know. what I meant to say was how many of the women are actually attractive.
You're right. It is a smaller proportion.
That is why. Well, that
but
is what I meant to say.
I don't know.
That.
Yeah, I don't know why it's such a.
It's
rare
it's very scarce.
I don't know.
You know,
why.
And it's like when I say it's not really a surplus. You know what I mean? Because you were chasing a diminutive crowd.
But even the attractive ones are then not wanted by the majority of the community. So then
I don't know that the chick from Slumdog Millionaire was an instant celebrity.
Yeah,
dude.
But
she
didn't
really
look like she was super Indian, did she? She looked kind of Hispanic.
A little bit.
She could have passed for. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. True. She had more light skin. You go for the dark-skinned Indian, now you're set for life.
It's true. I've never seen an attractive... Oh, that's not true. I was at...
they happen.
I was at Soundbar one night, and I just looked across the club. There was this hot, hot Indian-looking girl.
There you go. See? They happen.
I've seen it.
That's right.
And they could pass for black chicks.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes,
in case,
can.
You know, you have a race... Oh, wait a second. That's not going to work. Right. Because I have a racist grandmother,
yep.
And she didn't like the Indian girl either. Of course not.
I don't think she's going to like anything except a white girl.
Probably not. Probably not an Italian girl. Not going to like a Jewish girl. I'm trying to tell you that right now. But and she's not going to like the Muslim part either.
Well, here's the thing. Don't talk
bring
to,
it up.
Don't talk to grandma about dates when you're shopping on your shopping date tomorrow with your grandma.
Well, she always talks. Here's the thing. My grandma, this one, is such an annoying
Well, if
person.
You're lucky, she may not be around for much longer.
There you go.
Fingers crossed, Lou.
You do have
fingers crossed. Here's the thing. She's always like, oh, so you got any hot dates now? And she's like, no, your other grandma doesn't talk like this, does she? I'm like, no, I'm glad that she doesn't.
I'm glad to say.
Because I don't want to talk about dates or women with my grandmother.
No.
And one time.
It's very strange.
There was a GQ magazine where I think it was Heidi Klum was on the cover. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at it or whatever. And there was just a whole stack of magazines. And I looked at the cover and she saw that I was looking at it. And she's like, oh, you like that? You like that, do you? And I was like, yeah, I guess, or whatever. She's like, well, if you got it, flaunt it. I was like, Grandma, that's not what I need to hear.
Your grandma sounds awesome.
No, she's not.
If you got it, flaunt it.
No.
That's the shit. When any girl talks about another girl like that, it's the shit.
Yeah, but she's not 82 years old.
At one point, she was a girl.
Yes, at one point. And I don't imagine that time ever happening, okay?
You don't want to think about that?
You know how, the medieval ages, you're just like, oh, that was just dragons and knights all the time, you know what I mean? And princesses being saved.
Your grandma wasn't around at the middle
That's,
ages.
Well, my point is, though, you just can't really imagine that time actually having people in it.
Yeah.
Real
okay.
people.
All right, there were... Listen, I want to believe there were dragons more than anybody else. Well, but they weren't. But they weren't.
I know. But there weren't... You don't think of, the real people going like, oh, hey... Going to the butcher today? Yeah. Going to the shoemaker, too. And that's like a three-day-long trip for them. But
yeah, I think about that. I wish it was kind of like that now.
I do, too.
Take down the cobblestone roads on my wagon.
Being robbed
going
by,
into, going
being
into
robbed
town
by
is a
bandits
trip?
All the time?
Yeah. You got to fight for your shit, man.
Yeah, but you're being robbed all the time by bandits.
Not if you're big and can kick some ass.
Yeah, but you're not big.
Not
and
if you're a rogue knight who
right,
decided
you,
to turn
right,
away from the kingdom because you didn't believe
right,
in what the king
was
doing.
But you'd be a peasant who's just like a blacksmith's son.
I would be a peasant.
Yeah.
I would rise to glory, and then I would give the kingdom to its rightful owners once I had taken
Which is
it back
who?
From the thieves. I don't know. Some royal family.
But they're the people who had it.
Nope, they weren't. They're actually the good ones that were kept in prison by the bad guy.
And then I had to see go you're basing them. Your plus, life off of man.
Plus, they had a really hot daughter, thankfully.
Right, and they
two
gave,
of them actually
right.
who were had no
twins
problem sharing
and they were
no
like,
problem.
Here you go.
Exactly.
Right.
It's because I had magic powers.
Have
nobody
both
else did.
Our daughters.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. They right. were more than the daughter. They didn't say anything. The daughters were plenty fine to throw themselves at me. After
right. Of
I,
course.
Inherited the kingdom
because women at the time were just they were kind of dumb and
anybody who didn't reek and had hair that was
somewhat cut
yeah.
you know what I mean
yeah they were
and,
fine with it
and didn't have grease and bugs and fleas in their hair
pretty much or the plague
is,
yeah
anybody, or the plague
yeah, there's very very minimal standards. You didn't have to have a sense of humor back then. You didn't have to have
right you would be
nice
dynamite
horse.
Back then
you
know
didn't
what I mean
have any of that stuff.
Like a jester
bard. I don't know about a jester's like a mime now. I would have been a bard.
What's a bard?
A bard's like...
Oh, that's the one who tells tales.
Yeah.
And like, let me sing you a song. And he has like that little weird flute.
A liar.
A liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a liar.
I know you are.
Yeah. That's about it for the podcast, right?
Yeah. That's it for right now.
I mean, well, hey, listen. I'm going to update everybody about what goes on with the...
yeah, I want to hear about it next week.
Date. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's going to be a flop, which means it's going to be great to listen to.
Either way, you will
are you
hear
going,
what happens.
Are you going to...
Flat Top Grill, yes.
You're going to go to Flat Top?
You're going to go to Flat Top.
All right, great.
Well, here's the thing.
You got to figure something else out, too, though.
Oh, shit.
You know, there's a movie theater right next to a Flat Top over in Evanston, and it's a nice area. It's a nice area.
I have class the next day, so...
So what?
I'm just kidding. Like, I would say, hey, listen, I'd like to keep
exactly.
the date
going.
We
got
to
cut this short.
We
got to
go.
Class.
I got a class tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well...
You know what? Let's end the show like Morning Zoo. You want to do it?
Yeah, why not? We can do that.
Well, it's all for 40 people with John Jebney, 7:45.
Coming up on the top of the
hour.
Next week, we're going to hear about all about MJ's date and hope it doesn't flop. Hope he's
gonna
get a little bit of, hope he gets himself a little bit of the dip.
And we got Dr. Lou
coming back for form surgery on his own.
Don't forget to listen to a podcast next week.
Next, you're going to hear all about traffic and weather on WZRX.
That's it.
That was 40 people. We're down to MJ.
That'd be the end.